and joining us by phone to testify to that, Larry Weber.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, happy solstice to everybody out there. It's happening a little bit later this morning, and this is the day when we have the least amount of light as we have the whole year. Some people suffer from that, and well, some people suffer from winter too. However, I hope many of us are not one of them. And this has been absolutely fabulous December. I just can't get over. I could not have designed a better December than what we have. It's just amazing.
Yes.
Starting with way back at the beginning with that snow, and then a continuation of it. We didn't get much snow this week, but we got enough to raise the total for the month of December, just the month of December, to be over 30 inches. That is way above normal. The normal for Duluth for the entire month of December is about 17. Now, that's way above normal, and with the time we have left, perhaps we could get all the way up to 40 inches. It has happened before, but not very often. So it's just an absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
And if that's not enough, the temperatures have been so terrific as well. I love the cold weather, and I love it when it is stays there, and we don't have this fluctuation of up and down. I was looking at the weather statistics this morning, the weather map, and they're showing there's storms in different parts of the country, and so I checked in. Okay, let's see what kind of a storm you're getting. All right, they're getting some snow, but they're getting it about 30 degrees. Well, I don't envy that. So this is much greater what we have here. It's just an absolutely fabulous snow cover. We have had more than half of the days so far, well, actually about three-fourths of the days of December so far, 0 degrees or below at least sometime during the day. And that is, once again, that is just terrific. So some of us are just loving this December. In other astronomical news, I hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy the clear nights. You know, December is a dark month, along with being cold. But we also have plenty of clear skies. And yesterday, as an example, we had a clear day all day. And the nights have been so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a light cover of clouds as we had yesterday morning, I could walk in the pre-dawn darkness by plenty of light from a waning gibbous moon. And we had the full moon this past week, too, so it's been once again, just terrific. I don't recommend doing this, but I have done it at times, and that is drive down the road about midnight with no headlights on when you have those conditions. Once again, it depends on the road, and I don't recommend it, okay? Anyway, other things of note. We had a Christmas bird count since I last spoke with you. We picked a nice chilly day last Sunday. It stayed below zero all day. We saw altogether in our region here, we saw about 30 kinds of birds, which is pretty much normal. Now, that statistic can be a little confusing because among those, there were several where there was just a single one representing that species. A good example is we only saw one shrike, one tree sparrow, one white-throat sparrow, one juncal. We did see a couple of golden-eyed ducks, which, you know, in your area, you have open water all winter. We don't, except for a couple of spots along the St. Louis River. And there were some golden eyes in there. And then we saw also a couple of owls, barred owl and great horned owl. The flocks were interesting. Flocks of snow buntings. I saw a flock of about 50 snow buntings out in a field. You know, keep in mind, this is below zero all day. And then in addition to that, there were flocks of bohemian waxwings, which often show up in the winter, but there was also a flock of cedar waxwings, which is kind of a surprise. Wild turkeys, which you probably don't yet have, they've become quite established here. It was about 10 years ago when I reported the first one for the Christmas bird count. Ever since then, they have been in numbers. Right now, there's no problem at all in seeing them, and there's even one case where they were coming to the bird feeder on a regular basis. So it's a pretty good-sized critter coming to the bird feeder. Probably the biggest surprise of the bird that was seen was a rusty blackbird. Now, rusty blackbirds are migratory. They pass through. They nest in the far north. They pass through every year. I have often seen the flocks lingering into November, but I think we had a case of one here that is a bit injured, and just found a haven in someone's yard and going to the feeder, and it continues to show up, and it showed up in our bird count. How long it will linger into the winter, I don't know. The people there say it is not so badly injured that it can't fly, so who knows? It may end up spending the whole winter. Then there were a number of birds that did not show up. Among these were redpolls. Redpolls are fascinating because last year we counted no less than 300 on bird count. And there were times at my bird feeder where I had about 150 to 200 myself. But none this year. That's the way they are. They live in the far north. They come down here if they need to. Well, sometimes apparently they don't need to. Also, no pine siskins were reported. The only finch that we had was goldfinches. No grosbeaks, no crossbills, no hawks, no robins, none of those. Now, I don't think any of those are necessarily an alarm note, but they are certainly something to keep an eye on. My bird feeder also attracts some mammals, and on a regular basis, I expect to have gray squirrels in the daytime, deer, flying squirrels, and rabbits come at night. Now, one of the critters that has not come all winter is what I'm a little concerned about, and that is red squirrels. So I started asking around if other people have been seeing red squirrels, and they said the same thing. So I don't know what's going on there. I do notice that our pine trees have very little, if any, cones. And that's what red squirrels feed on. They feed on cones, and I don't know, maybe they just can't find anything here and decided to go elsewhere. I am still concerned about that. I'll keep on looking. Speaking of looking, this is a great time to realize just how common conifers are in our area. Mm-hmm. You never notice it in the summertime. But boy, when it gets to be this time of year, and maybe it goes along with the holidays, you just see how many they are. And yes, we've got about 10 kinds of native ones. Now, there's a lot of them that have been transplanted as well. But about 10 kinds of native ones. And I was out the last couple of days and just driving around and went on cross-country skiing and so forth. And, you know, you just start, when you start looking at them, you realize just how common. And I'm so glad that we live in a part of the country where we have that. They just add a great deal to the winter. They also add a great deal to the shelter of a lot of critters when it gets cold like this. So, yep, it's going to be a beautiful holidays. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the solstice. And we'll continue to make a terrific winter out of this, I hope.
All right.
Hey, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And he joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.